producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Chaos in New York City, a wild protest as the chokehold case atop is cleared in the chokehold case, and the feds promise to launch an investigation. Like Ferguson, there is an outcry for justice saying that this once again is due to the way minorities are treated. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load in this hour. We're going to talk to Ricky Derrick in between sets. He sings the holiday hits. This guy is awesome. He is a modern-day Rat Packer. Minds me kind of like a Frank Sinatra. Anyway, it's going to be cool to chat with him. Plus, we have dumb things and significant things like what is happening in New York City. I will say this right up front. What is different about this protest, and massive people were out there protesting, once there was no indictment for the cop who grabbed a suspect in a chokehold and he died. There's more details on that if you haven't heard the story, but he wasn't indicted. And this is why Eric Holder, who still is the U.S. Attorney General, is saying, okay, we're going to have a civil rights investigation. This happened July 17th. Eric Garner died when a New York City cop, this was in Staten Island, put him in a chokehold. He ordered him not to come at him. It was a crazy kind of deal how that unfolded. And you've got protesters in Times Square that just surrounded the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting with a lot of signs and a lot of placards and things that said Black Lives Matter, fellow white people, wake up. I can't breathe. People were shouting and hands up, don't choke. That's the kind of things that were happening. Now, Garner's wife said she will not rest until she gets justice for her husband and that he should not have died at the hands of the police officer. What happened in the video, and there was some video on this one that was shot by someone who was close by, showed that Garner was telling a group of cops to leave him alone when they were trying to arrest him. The police officer responded to that by wrapping his arm around Garner's neck in what looked like a chokehold, which, of course, is banned under New York's police department policy. It looked like one, I say. And Garner has terrible asthma, or had terrible asthma, as he died, and he was saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. Now, how did the grand jury reach its decision? We don't know as much at this point on that grand jury and how they came about the decision not to indict. Criminally negligent? Not even that. The panel would have had to determine he knew there was substantial risk that Garner would have died because he had asthma, and of course the cop didn't know that. So now you look at what happened in Ferguson, where the grand jury last week didn't indict Darren Wilson, who now has resigned as a cop in Ferguson, because he shot 18-year-old Michael Brown, and that small town erupted, where there was looting and fires and shots in the air and all kinds of brutal kinds of protests initially, and then once again later after there was no indictment. This is not the case over what happened in Staten Island. There were massive people that descended on Times Square, but nobody did anything to set anything on fire or throw Molotov cocktails or any of that kind of stuff. There are people that are saying, look, the video speaks for itself. It appears to show negligence. But is this the power of the prosecutors to construct and manage a narrative that shapes the outcome? Is it all about the prosecutor? I listened to a Columbia Law School professor today say that this is what we're seeing. We saw this in Ferguson, and we saw this in Staten Island. Now, we can't find out very many of the details yet about what the grand jury was thinking, the details, because, boy, I even know a couple prosecutors there. You know, we've heard them here on America Tonight talk about other cases, and very little has come out. And Staten Island is probably the most politically conservative of the five boroughs in New York, and a lot of police and a lot of firefighters live there. So once they decide they're going to release that information, they will. It'll be similar to what happened, I'm sure, in Ferguson. By the way, so you know this piece of information, and this was widely reported, but a medical examiner ruled Garner's death a homicide, found that a chokehold contributed to it. A forensic pathologist hired by his family agreed with the findings, saying there was hemorrhaging on his neck, indicative of neck compressions. But clearly, that is not what the grand jury decided was happening here, and they did not indict this New York City police officer. The blowback on these two back-to-back cases, one in Missouri, one in New York, I think both very different in some ways, has led to a lot of tension. The president, once again, spoke on this and said it's unequal treatment and it's an American problem. So that's part of the discussion. Is this unequal treatment? Is this poor prosecution? Or is this simply what Bernard Kirk says? Look, you cannot resist arrest. What do you want the cops to do? This is the ex-New York City PD chief who says this is what the problem clearly is. And he supported the grand jury decision not to indict the cop. He said it's an unfortunate tragedy what happened. It's terrible. But you can't resist arrest. If Eric Garner did not resist arrest, the outcome in this case would have been very different. He wouldn't be dead today. And that's the reality. He also says he didn't see all the evidence in the grand that the grand jury saw. But he saw the testimony, he did hear the testimony, and he said they had to make a determination whether the police officer used the necessary force to effect the arrest, and that's the determination that they made. The Staten Island District Attorney, Daniel Donovan, announced that the grand jury had declined to indict the patrolman, Daniel Pantaleon, in the July death of Eric Garner. And then all mayhem exploded in peaceful protest, though, but lots and lots of bodies all over the city saying this is just wrong. This is just absolutely wrong. We're going to talk about this more throughout the hour. Save your thoughts, and you can call me at 855-266-5283 or flip them to me at americatonight.net. Coming up around the bend, though, how about a little White Christmas? Ricky Derrick can't wait for that. He's in between sets. He's in between sets talking to us here on America Tonight. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-865-0869. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-865-0869. That's 1-800-865-0869. Call 1-800-865-0869.
Someone's waiting there for you. It's the ones for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Frosty, ladies and gentlemen, Frosty.
No, Ricky, you don't remember me? I was here last year. I'm Old Yeller, Frosty's cousin.
Oh, that's right. I do remember.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get the name Old Yeller?
Don't ask.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
We come from Ukraine, small Ukraine village. There, I am their version of Santa Claus.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prosperos año y felicidad. Now I can play Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland.
Ricky can get off the stage so we can talk to Ricky Derrick. He's really terrific. I wanted you to hear a little slice of him and so that you would be able to get a sense of my kind of Christmas. You know, every once in a while, we got to lighten the load here on America Tonight when we have so much going down, and there's so much more that we're going to talk about coming up on this hour, including some of the things that are happening in New York City and some of the things that are happening in Washington, D.C. or aren't happening in Washington, D.C. Man, there is massive frustration. You know, it feels very strange. It feels Christmassy, like in my neighborhood, like the lights everywhere and people are obviously getting ready for the holiday. But I don't know if it's because of some of the things that we went through at the tail end of 2014 or just 2014 in general overall. There's a little bit of bah humbug that is floating around, believe it or not. So we gotta cheer some of you up. We gotta knock the bah humbug out of some of you. And Ricky is just the guy to do it. Like I said, how cool is that? That he's in the middle of performance right now. Ricky, thanks so much for coming on. We played a little bit of what you do, and I'm telling you, you knock my socks off. I love it. Ricky Derrick, terrific stuff.
Oh, thank you very much. It's good to hear. It's good to dust off the holiday stuff for, you know, at least a month and try and make the mortgage, et cetera. So I like to do it.
When you were a kid, did you like to perform? Did you know, hey, this is kind of my thing? You know, you have that whole swinging style, that whole Rat Pack thing.
You know, I have to admit, I've always been class clown, the guy that needed to be looked at and acknowledged. But this sort of style of music was like my mom's thing sort of put into me later. And I kind of took me a while to get to it, like in my sort of later teens where I really appreciate it, because I was kind of the guy, like, you know, hey, when I was growing up, you know, punk was kind of coming around and stuff like that. So I was pretty into, like, just, you know, anything anybody else wasn't. But in the meantime, this stuff was always in the background, you know what I mean? Kind of the life music going on the whole time instead of my fads, as it were.
Yeah, no kidding. So do you have a favorite song? Because since especially, you're there with the ho-hum, or not ho-hum, the ho-ho-ho orchestra. It's not a ho-hum orchestra. I mean, so for you, do you have a favorite tune, a favorite one that you sing for Christmas?
You know, I got to say, this last album I did, which has been a couple years now, with the full big band, I'm really a fan of quite a bit. I really enjoy and love to see the expression on people when we do Holly Jolly Christmas, that sort of arrangement people really get a kick out of. And I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm always just makes them stand up. They just seem to love it because it's so swinging. You know?
Yeah, no kidding. Do people get up and dance at your shows?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, that's pretty much the norm for... You know, I play with a lot of different size bands, so depending on the vibe and the place, but when the big band or the six piece is going, I mean, you know, you got the horns. It really, it's never missed a beat, you know. The whole time I've been doing it, though I do what some people might call a niche, it seems to always work, you know, anywhere and for all age groups. It just seems to work, you know.
Yeah. You have a CD out called Here's to Christmas. How can people get a copy of Here's to Christmas?
Several ways. One is on iTunes or CD Baby. I also on my website, which is just rickyderrick.com, there is a merchandise page. If they want an actual handhold copy, you know, to put in their phonograph. I don't have any records, but I should. They're all CD. But if you want it digital, it's right there on iTunes and CD Baby.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the middle of a performance and done an interview?
You know what? I think this is close to a first. This has got to be a first, especially conveniently doing a casino gig. That's for sure a first. So, yes, I'm going to mark this down.
I love this. Where are you right now? What casino?
I am in Oklahoma at the Windstar World Casino.
Oh, Windstar. And that's such a great audience to play to, isn't it?
You know, it's fun because people, you know, everybody wants what they envision the Vegas vibe like. You know, I always wear a suit and all that stuff. Even in, you know, casinos nowadays aren't necessarily known for people walking around in suits and being too stylish. It's more about getting in there and winning. But I think it takes them back when they see us and they hear us and, you know, put in a casino vibe, because everybody kind of associates it with Vegas, because that used to be the only way, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. And you're playing in a couple of really cool places coming up. The Scat Lounge, one of my favorites. I'm going to come out and catch you on that one. You're doing that December 11th and 12th. But also in Dallas, the Lakewood Theater. How awesome is it for you to really be the last act at this historic theater?
It's kind of bittersweet because I've done some that's kind of a place where I've got to test drive some shows. You know, I did a Valentine show. I did a big band show. I did kind of a salute to Sinatra there. All these kind of big shows that kind of go hand in hand with this 1938 Art Deco theater. So just to be inside of it with these statues and the attention to detail, it's just perfect. So it's super bittersweet. I mean, it's cool. It's a great, you know, it's a great sort of historic out with a bang thing for me, but I'm going to miss it quite a bit because, you know, I have a pretty good feeling that it's not going to remain an old theater. You know, I just feel like commerce is going to take over and give it a sucker punch, but we'll see. But rumor has it it's not going to stay a classic old theater. I mean, I think the outside will remain the same, but the inside won't be. So it's going to be great, but it's also going to be a little sad for me. It's the old girl's been good to me, as they say, when naming ships and theaters and stuff like that.
It was open in 1938. It really is a very, very cool place and a great place for you to go and catch Ricky Derrick. Okay, Ricky, you got to send me out with, I don't know this line, but it's "Have a Holly Jolly Christmas." What's the next line?
What's the next line?
Yeah, what's the next line?
And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Woo! You're awesome. Thanks, Ricky Derrick. I'll see you in Fort Worth and in Dallas.
Thanks for having me. We'll have a drink.
All right. Awesome. Love it.
Take care.
All right. Merry Christmas. Cheers to you. How about that? How about that? You got to love that, folks. We have some applause from our studio audience in Minneapolis and in Dallas. That is awesome. He is in the middle of a gig at Windstar Casino. In Oklahoma, and he comes on America Tonight. What's next? Justin Timberlake is on the list. Do you think he'll interrupt one of his performances at Madison Square Garden to jump on the air with us? Very, very cool. The Holly Jolly Christmas, too. It's one of my favorite songs. I remember it so much from when I was a kid. But what is neat about Ricky Derrick is that whole Merry Little Christmas show that he does. You know the old shows that they used to have where you had some comedy in it, and then you had the great swinging tunes, the Sinatra-ish tunes, for lack of a better way to describe it. And that's exactly what he does. You heard him talk about playing with these different orchestras and what that's like. And so he'll be at this historic theater, the Lakewood. I know some of you are listening to us in Texas. And he'll be there December 6th, and then he's going to be in Fort Worth at one of my favorite cool places called the Scat Lounge. And the Scat Lounge is like a jazz place. Think about this, wherever you're listening to me, like you're listening to me in Chicago, you're listening to me in Florida, there's some great places in Florida, clubs like that, where, I mean, it's just pure on jazz, dark, dimly lit room, and you go down in an elevator, and then, boom, the performer's like right there on top of you. It is awesome, no doubt about it. All right, I hope everybody has a holly jolly Christmas. Stay with us, Odds and Ends on the flip side.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Tonight. Wow, still trying to get over Ricky Derrick. Pop it on the show in the middle of a gig. I love it. Disruption. A fun disruption. It wasn't a fun disruption necessarily for some in New York, but it's another sad tale. I'll tell you what, tempers are flaring across the United States. I'm not trying to stir that pot. You know, we keep saying, okay, protest, peaceful, whatever. But is there a problem with these prosecutors? Is there a problem with these cases? Is Bernard Kirk right? I think there is something to that. Do not resist arrest. Do not resist arrest. Hands in the pocket or any of the stuff, no matter what ethnicity you are, you're going to, you know, you're asking or inviting the police officer to do what he's trained to do. And I've said this before, but this is the truth. I have plenty of officers in my family, and I know as we've gone through this and had these conversations about, okay, what is the training? What's new? What's different? What is everyone being made aware of? And many police officers have called this show to talk about it. And there's no doubt it's awful that this happened. And some really believe this, and I want to see what the grand jury evidence was, because definitely the video shows it looks like a chokehold, and that is not department policy, or they're banned from doing that. But was there something else that we didn't see in the autopsy report or whatever? What was it that led to the grand jury decision not to indict? All right, we got some odds and ends to talk about here on the show, including a crazy heist of Jameson whiskey in Dublin. And I just want to say, no Delaney's, no Fitzgeralds. Basically, none of my Irish family was involved. I can't believe how many people thought it was funny to send me tweets today and texts about, did I know anything about this heist that happened? Because it was a whole lot of whiskey, let me tell you. How about this? Lenny, the larcenous leprechaun, joins us. Hello, Lenny.
Oh, top of the morning to you, Catherine.
Don't tell me you stole this whiskey.
I might have pulled over to the side of the road, because I don't want to be any responsible towards the highwayman there. I mean, when you've got 15,000 bottles, what you got to do? But I guess you got to pop the cork on a few of them.
Is that right? That's bad. I just there's no relationship between us two. Tell everybody, because I'm really getting hit up for this. I don't understand. We're not related. You're not a leprechaun in my family.
I don't know. Are there any leprechauns in the Delaney family?
There's some short people, but I don't think we have any leprechauns.
Well, dude, we have to use all the wee people to get this. I mean, we had Linda Hunt doing the driving.
That's right. How else was that going to happen? This is a terrible thing, you know. I mean, they're all up in arms about this in the mother country. They cannot believe that this has happened. And there's heads that are going to roll, whether they're wee little heads or whatever heads they are. Somebody's going to have to answer for this terrible, terrible crime.
Well, somebody's going to, but it's not going to be us. We're being responsible. I mean, when we wanted to have a wee drama, but... Oops, I'm beginning to mix up my Irish whiskey with the Scotch whiskey. It's upsetting my accent. But, you know, we were pulled over to the side of the road to have a bit of a drink. And we didn't want to drink and drive after all that and get us arrested.
You know, it is 15,000 bottles of Jameson that was stolen from the Dublin warehouse, and it was an armed burglary. So, you know, here we're making fun of it, but the stolen alcohol is probably going to be offered up for sale in the run-up up to Christmas, I'm certain. The Jameson cases, just to warn you, Mr. Leprechaun, have tracking numbers, so that may aid in apprehending the thieves. The other cases do not.
Oh, my God, I better be getting rid of that rather quickly then. But, I mean, 15,480 cases. That's a lot, you know. Why couldn't they put a tree in there somewhere? You know, why couldn't we were a little bit silly. We should have made it 15,333 cases or something.
That's right. It would have been an easier number to remember. That's for sure. Lenny, you better lay low. That's all I'm saying. I appreciate you calling us. You lay low. Lenny, the larcenist leprechaun. He may have to come back on this show. He might have to make a few appearances to help the Irish cause or hurt it. I don't know. Whatever you believe. But seriously, this did happen. They know that this is going to be sold for Christmas, but the tracking numbers, they think, are going to trip the people up. There's a lot of demand, and there's limited supply. So liquor theft, particularly of specialty whiskeys, is on the rise. Most of the stolen stuff is going to hit the black market. So they're looking that way. Can you imagine that's going on? And I just having been in Ireland not too long ago, The Jameson definitely is flowing there. I mean, it's one of the major stops in Dublin. Even if you don't drink whiskey, they always want to take you and show you Jameson and tell you the history of it, just like Guinness. It's the same thing with the Guinness factory. They take everybody when you go to Ireland and their brother through Guinness to give you a sense of the history, to give you a sense of, you know, some of what it was like in the beginning, and then how big it became, and how many people Jameson employs. And my relatives, Tullamore Dhu, you may have heard of, they're from that town, and same thing, they're proud of the history, etc. You get it, for sure. Coming up on America Tonight in our last segment, believe it or not, dumb things I shouldn't have done. A few of you are missing the dumb things segment because I have never gotten so much email on one topic, one thing. You know, with all the heavy ISIS and the beheadings and looking back at the year in Ebola, and now what's happening in New York, what happened in Ferguson, all of that, the outcry from all of you for please have dumb things on, because we had a couple of holidays, was overwhelming. So don't you worry, we are going to get to dumb things that I shouldn't have done. Also, we're going to talk about some other numbers on the show, too, as well. There is a lot of backlash over immigration in this executive order. There's an outcry for the Republicans to not step aside and let all of this flow through, instead to actually do something. And a lot of you wrote about that, frankly, as well, frustrated with what John Boehner decided to do and waiting on this next Congress. A lot of you felt that this was not the right move, and in fact that it would blow up in the faces of Republicans. And as many of you called and wrote, you're upset by the fact that there was these campaign promises that now are not going to be honored, because that was the idea. Okay, hey, elect us and we're going to stop this. We're not going to let this happen. We're going to absolutely have sensible immigration reform, but we're not going to have anything that's akin to amnesty. And it's being called the Executive Amnesty Plan. So John Boehner and Harry Reid both support the president. They want to fund the president's plan. And I talked about it from the sense of the idea was not to shut down the government, because remember, initially this was part of the conversation. So to get legislation to the floor of the House, a rule has to be voted on to set the parameters of a debate if they're going to do this. If you kill the rule, you kill the underlying legislation. If you pass the rule, the legislation gets to the floor. Then they can claim, then they can claim to oppose while letting the legislation pass. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Because this is it. This is the last stop, if you will, with the both of them collaborating on funding the executive action. Because then you've got the House and now you have the Senate as well. So that's the only way that can stop. If that happens, if it goes to, if we go through what I just said, the rule, if you end up having that happen on the floor, then that would be something that could happen. If you kill the rule, you kill the underlying legislation that we mentioned, you pass the rule, the legislation gets to the floor, then they can oppose it while letting the legislation pass. Yikes, oh boy. The funding plan is in the works. It's going to roll out. I don't see any breaks being applied here. I think that what happens is the next Congress rolls in, this one rolls out, the majority switches in the Senate, and in the House, it's the same as it was. So now you have Republicans on both sides of this. But there's no doubt that Harry Reid says, we have the numbers. We have the people that want to support this. So look out. It's going to go through. Stay with us. Dumb, 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 dumb things on the flip side.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Across America and beyond our boundaries. Let me tell you, I have a lot of fun with this dumb things, and I never realized how many people were on board with the dumb things until last week when there was a little mini protest that there was no dumb things. So, back by popular demand, don't worry. Here we go. Dumb things.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Anyway, you slice it. All right, this one is from Wayne, who says, "Hi, Kate. I love dumb things. I laugh so hard at the one guy with the engagement ring, and then some of the people that have told you that they locked the keys in the car at terrible places and then had to figure out how they're going to get a locksmith and left cars that had their phones in the trunk when they accidentally slammed them. Yeah, we did have somebody that did that. But my woes have nothing to do with the car and keys and phones and anything like that. I was actually out on a job interview. It was my fifth job interview with a very big defense contractor. Let's put it that way. Let's make them nameless. That's how he says it. Let's make them nameless. And let's just say that this was on the off hours. They were kind of a getting to know me sort of thing. And there was some wine. It was a restaurant. And, you know, you're still not in. But there I am with the wine, and I'm opening the wine. And I accidentally, in my haste to pull the cork out, because I did have a corked bottle of wine at a bring-your-own spot, I couldn't seem to get it out, and the wine, let's say, flowed not so much in the glasses, but all over my would-be boss's lap and shirt, ruined them completely. He acted like it was okay, but I don't think it was such a great move on my part. I ended up not getting the job. Boo-hoo. Okay, so, like, I have some questions. This would be good if you would call me. So my question is, I think you said you were trying to explain that it was in the off hours. Is that a cover, or was this a drinking lunch or a drinking dinner? Because isn't that against the rules? Isn't that against government rules, unless you're with the Secret Service, that you're not supposed to have booze? You're interviewing someone, and you're drinking booze, and it's like the fifth interview? What? And the other thing is, and it's just, there's just like no way you can do that. The bring your own place, you go there and then you're going to open the wine. Oh, forget it. And now, so many wines, which is weird, I guess, and maybe a lot of the wine that I've gotten is still corked, but you know, they're kind of doing away with that whole cork thing. So now there's not as many corks to deal with, but it's a pain in the rear end to pull those corks out. And if you're cranking that wine, depending on what kind of wine deal you had, oh, I can see how that could happen very, very easily. And what do you do once the wine spills? You know, that happened to me. I was, it's when I was in school, and I told you it was cheap, 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 because I by no means was from a wealthy family, to go and do a semester abroad. And I was in Spain, and the exchange rate was phenomenal. It was like practically for free. It was insane. And we were at this place where they had a drawbridge. It was where El Greco's from. It's a place called Toledo. And it seems like every town, no matter if there's five people there or there's 50,000, has a mayor. And the mayor had a group of us at his place to welcome the American students. And, of course, what do they serve you? Coca-Cola and patatas fritos, which is potato chips. And then they had wine in this dinner, and that's what happened to me. Somebody smashed over a glass of wine. I had like a white dress on, and it was red wine city all the way down the front of me. And somebody immediately threw a huge thing of salt on me, and they said that salt would absorb it, and it did. I mean, it didn't completely get the stain out, but it was shocking to have someone fling salt at me. But it did soak up a lot of the wine. The person who did it was completely embarrassed. It was an accidental thing, but that was like a giant goblet of wine. I can't imagine what a bottle of wine would, what that would be like if that was clunk, clunk, clunk falling out on the person that you, your prospective boss. I mean, that would just be, brutal. That's all I can say. I laughed so hard when I got this, too. I did, I have to tell you. All right, here's one from Jim. And Jim says, Kate, like everybody else says, I have a long list of dumb things that I shouldn't have done. And I don't know how I got goaded into this, but it was kind of like a school prank. And I was charged with having to streak. And I'm in okay shape, and this was just a few years ago, so I'm one of those millennials that you invite to call in on the show, and someday I will and tell you all about my political views. But unfortunately, I had gone to happy hour, I was goaded into it, and I did decide that I was going to do a little streaking. And also, unfortunately for me, I was caught in a policeman's gaze. needless to say, there is nothing like being cuffed and putting your tush in the back seat of a cop car on a college campus. It was the campus police and hauling you off. It was a very dumb thing. I don't even remember all of the details. And this was just a few years ago. Yeah, you know, you got to be careful about that kind of stuff, right? Because that's what people do. That's what you do when you're in college. That's what you do when you're in your 20s. People try to, you know, try to get the best of you and challenge you to do stupid things that they wouldn't do. And streaking in the 70s was kind of like, oh, isn't that funny, I guess, you know, like you see old videos of people and they ran across fields. It's like, oh, there's a streaker there. And then they, who knows, they get locked up for 10 minutes and then they're out. But now it's like the toilet paper thing. Now you can get arrested for toilet papering a house. Before it was just a prank, but not now. If somebody catches you and they can arrest you and file a report and all that other kind of stuff. I think the dumb part of that is getting goaded into doing something. You don't even really realize why you were doing it. You go to happy hours and then you do that. So, and then everybody talks about it. And now because we live in the era of smile, you're on candid camera or video, I am sure that this was all over the place. He didn't mention that, but I guarantee that that was pumped out all over the place. Then see, the other bizarre part of this is if you're in your 20s, when you're looking for a job, what happens is they search through all your social media. So if somebody posts pictures of you or video of you streaking, oh, isn't this funny, haha. I mean, unless you're working for a company that thinks, oh, that's funny, what a childish prank, or how funny is that, you know, they might get uptight about it, and that might X you out of the possibility of a job. Isn't it? It's crazy. I think it's crazy that everything is recorded. I didn't used to think that, but now I think, ugh. I mean, somebody can catch you at a bizarre moment when, you know, a bizarre moment when you're not expecting that to happen, and it's there forever. Right? You know, it's loaded onto YouTube, it's out there, and it's very difficult to get things taken down. It takes a very, very long time, very long time. All right, one more, a quick one. This one is from David. David says, Kate, the dumbest thing I ever did is not take my shirt to the tailor's when I lost some buttons on the front of it. It was a really nice shirt that my mother got me to use for interviews. And it went with my suit. And it was the one shirt I had that I didn't wear with other things and get it gunked up. But I did lose a bunch of buttons. That's another story. On the front of it. I want to hear that other story. So I decided I could just sew them all myself at the last second, since I never got my lazy butt in gear to take it to a tailor. And needless to say, I'm colorblind, and the buttons were different colors. Oh, I need a picture of that. Send me a picture of that, americatonight.net, and I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Love it. Keep them coming. Woohoo! Thanks for listening.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.